Misinterpreted, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. So popular, bold, and brave, you might find this passage as the slogan for a young boy's ministry, hanging on the wall of a Christian home, or in the form of a tattoo. But who is it written for, and what exactly does it mean? Just like any other piece of writing, Bible verses have context. The context of this verse takes us back to a critical time in the history of Israel. Moses has just died. The entire nation of Israel has been wandering in the desert for 40 years. They are supposed to enter the promised land, but it is occupied by powerful enemies. Will God keep his promise to give them this land? Who will lead them to conquer it? The book of Joshua opens with these questions, and God speaks the answer to Joshua. Joshua 1, 1-3. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. Joshua faces an incredible task. He must fill the shoes of the great Moses, lead an entire nation that is currently homeless, and conquer a huge occupied territory. Not to mention, he must lead a group of people to be faithful to the Lord who have developed a famous history of going their own way and not listening to the Lord. It is within this context that this famous verse is spoken by God to Joshua. There are at least two ways this famous passage is commonly misunderstood. First, the God will bless anything I do reading. Some see this verse, especially the last three words, wherever you go, as a blank check. Whatever I choose to do, God will bless it. This reading misses the context. The promise of God's presence and blessing in this verse is tied to Joshua leading the people in obedience to the Lord and on the Lord's mission. This is not a blanket promise that God will bless all of your endeavors. Second, the God is all about me reading. Some see this verse as proof that God is all about our success and self-fulfillment. He is here to help us achieve our goals. This reading also misses the context. God has not come on the scene to help Joshua achieve his goals. Joshua was brought by God onto the scene to carry out his good and perfect will for his people. God is keeping his promises and caring for his people by using Joshua as his instrument, not the other way around. This verse is bold and brave, and it deserves its popularity. However, we must always read it in context. These powerful words are about the all-powerful God working out his perfect plan through a humble instrument, not about a man using God's power and presence for his own ends. When we are walking in God's will for our lives, which we find in his word, we should not fear. We should be strong and courageous because God is with us.